Yes, there is.
I mean, isn't that the point? There's no separation. She can't be.
No, aware. That's not the point. That's not my point. Let me try to make my point. My point is, that you can experience it as a relationship, you can experience it as not a relationship, as in some way impersonal, you can experience it as energy, you can talk about separation versus non-separation, you can say we're all connected, you can say all is one. Somebody said the problem is we're trying to talk about it logically. But you don't need the word logically. The problem is we're trying to talk about it. We're trying to talk about that which can't be spoken. That which is so ultimate that words cannot convey it. So profound that ideas can't encase it, can't express it. Can hint a little bit, can give a better sense, but don't give it. So we're talking about understandings and interpretations. That's really the map, the way we talk about it, the way we even experience it. It's a relationship, it's impersonal, it's this, it's that. All these things are maps, ways of getting some kind of handle on it, because we have to get a handle on it if we're serious, if we're sincere. But, so here's my point. Don't confuse the map with the territory. Getting a handle on it isn't it. It is what it is, no matter what kind of handle we do or don't get, even if we get an excellent handle. God is God as God is, no matter what we do, think, or say, or how we relate or don't relate, or what we think about it, or how much we get it. Reality is, whatever reality is, what is, irrespective of our comprehension of it, awareness of it, response to it, feeling of separateness or non-separateness with it, it still is what it is. Unchanging, immutable, eternal, infinite, ultimate, and absolute. And that's why I say all we can do at best is adjust ourselves to it. Because nothing else makes, to my way of thinking, nothing else makes sense. Everything else seems to be the flea trying to control the elephant. I think that's how I came up with that analogy. Because it's about control.
But are we not part of it?
It's even closer than that. We are it.
Okay, so we are it. So now the flea became the elephant. Just kidding. Now I know how I can drive you crazy.
Oh, you all drive me crazy. You don't have a special gift for that. So some people relate to this conceptually or emotionally as we are it. And some relate conceptually or emotionally we're connected to it. Or some relate conceptually or emotionally as that's the source of everything. What I'm saying is all those ways of relating conceptually or emotionally, all those ways of understanding, all those ways of comprehending, all those ways of getting it, all those ways of being with it are useful and necessary, but they aren't it. It is beyond getting. It is beyond comprehending. That's the flea saying, I'm gonna fully comprehend the elephant, the trillion elephants. Well, Mr. Flea, you could spend your whole life doing that and you'll get as far as you get, but you'll never get to the final goal if your goal is, I will fully comprehend the elephant, I will fully get it. I'll know all there is to know. It's not given unto you, and we're the flea. It's not given unto us